What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We got a big game coming up.
Yep.
In about 10 minutes.
Hmm?
That's a win.
Oh,
that's a loss. 2025 Miami Dolphins edition.
That's good. He gave you your birthday off, Leroy.
I gave you your birthday off, dude. I gave you your birthday off.
Come on. Only thing is, no Spirit Leroy this year.
Well,
okay.
We'll make it work.
We'll make it work, baby.
We'll make it work. Maybe Leroy will really play this year.
Wow, that would be a shocking turn of events.
Maybe he'll get into the Spirit.
Nope. Come on.
Come on, dude. Just do it. Let's have a little fun, baby. What's the harm?
Yeah.
Stupid.
I don't like that.
Hmm.
I don't like that. Speaking of the Dolphins, by the way, Tyreek Hill.
Oh.
He responded to the Colts.
Did he?
He thought it was funny. He said they should have left it up.
Huh. Okay. That is the second best.
Should have left. He said, should have left it up, Colts. This was funny.
Okay.
Drew Rosenhaus issued a statement to Adam Schefter. He said he didn't find a problem with it. Thought it was in good fun.
Okay.
He then made a TikTok about it where he was at a laptop and he put Colts social media team posting their schedule release without any approval and smacked the laptop down and walked away.
Wow. I think that's the second best response he could have had to that.
The thing is, though, this is I'll say this, all right? If we can actually be excited about Tyreek Hill football. Should he be on the Dolphins? Week one. Sets up for a hell of a celebration if he scores against the Colts week one.
Oh, yeah.
Sets up for a hell of a celebration if he scores.
Yeah. What do you think he does? He's done the handcuff thing already.
He has done the handcuff thing.
So
do you think
maybe
he goes... Does he go, does he go, I don't know, can somebody have a little boat? Like, can he put a boat under the pylon?
He just starts swimming?
Yeah. Slide, swim. Swimming's funny. And then someone behind him has to, like, somehow signal that they're the
person. No, they can't keep up with him. Swimming too fast.
Yeah. So the second best response, like I said, is, okay, that was funny. Best response would have been, we'll see how funny this is week one. Then I would have been like, ooh.
Really? That means you're taking it too serious.
Yeah, probably. But he's angry. I like that.
It's like, not so funny now, buddy.
Yeah, bombs away.
NBA playoffs last night. The Nuggets force a game seven, beating the Thunder 119-107. The duo of Jokic and Murray once again getting it done in a big game. Joker, 29 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. Jamal Murray, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists.
That's what we need. Not Jokic and Murray, but two guys that you know going into every game you're going to get. See, I want a team where you have your two guys, mm-hmm. and then all you talk about are the role players.
Right.
That's what happens in all these teams that are still playing.
The one bad thing
we're talking about.
The one bad thing for them is they did it looked like Aaron Gordon got the old hammy bug last night. So
I saw him. He said
That is not good news because he has been awesome for them.
Yep.
But tonight you got game six. The New York Knicks host the Boston Celtics.
New York. Stephen A.
Slow tightening squeaky cheeks. What do you think it's going to take, like the first cornet block before they start losing their minds again?
No, because they're in New York.
See, this is what I wanted. You know, when everybody was asking, you know, and I feel like people are starting to come to my side on this, like there are no winners here with this series. What you want is pure misery for both the entire time. Drag it out as much as possible. Obviously, I don't wish the Tatum injury happened. That's awful. But just alongside of, hey, they had this in the bag, New York, and then all of a sudden starts draining from their face again. They're like,
Everybody in Florida can smile because that's the level of tightness that they need to experience.
Yep.
But the problem is, you know what? Even in all of that, I mean, I still trust Jalen Brunson. Right? That dude is ice cold. So
he's good.
Like, I couldn't say the same thing when healthy about Tatum.
Yeah, I guess you. I get you. But, I mean, he was having a good game with him before he got hurt. That was a duel.
Yeah, well, he had 42 and Brunson had 39.
39, yep. But we'll see. It'd be something if they're able to rally without Tatum to get this win. They still got a pretty good roster with everybody else that's there.
See, the song always thinking positive. Knicks blow 3-1 lead. Tibbs gets fired.
I don't know. That'd be something. And by the way, the Marlins are back in action tonight. 3-game set with the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch at 7:10. Max Meyer, who got off to a really hot start, but has cooled off a little bit lately. So Max Meyer's on the hill tonight for the Vision. Shohei Ohtani. He homered twice last night in the Dodgers' 19-2 win of the A's.
Wait, did you see? I think they had like a catcher pitching.
Yes, a catcher struck him out.
He struck Shohei out and he saved the ball.
He should. He should. I think that's a good move by them. All right. We have more to get into, including Instagram shade from a Heat legend. But first, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins schedule was released.
It's just time of year.
That's a win.
Yeah.
That's a loss.
Woo!
Next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. That's football. That's football right there.
That is football.
That's football. Wow.
Frozen tundra.
Football. Football's upon us, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
Be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Before you know it. That's football. Leroy, are you ready?
You know I'm not doing this. Why you keep asking? Why are you trying to incorporate me in your shenanigans? No.
It's still fun, baby. Come on.
No,
baby.
It's not fun.
Come on, Leroy. We respect your opinion, Leroy.
You have no idea. You have no idea who the 21 going to be on the field, 22 going to be on the field, yet you're going to sit here and figure out how good they're going to be. No. I'm not playing that stupid game.
I think we have a good picture, though. We have a good grasp.
Yeah, we have a good grasp.
Okay.
You know, if Tyreek Hill gets traded from the Dolphins, then maybe my opinion changes on some of the stuff. I'm going to go with this as this. Tyreek Hill's a Dolphin. Jalen Ramsey is not a Dolphin. That's how I'm going about it.
Okay.
That's how I'm going about it. Okay. Yep. Frogboy, is that how do we agree to agree?
No, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. Playing. That's a win. That's a loss. Week one. 1 o'clock on the road. The Miami Dolphins visit the Indianapolis Colts. Frog Boy?
Look, I don't know the quarterback situation with the Colts. Revenge game for Tyreek Hill. And they squeaked one out on us recently, if I'm not mistaken.
They did squeak one out. They did squeak one out last year. They beat the Dolphins last year 16-10 in one of the worst games we've ever seen of our lives.
Therefore, got the Miami Dolphins bouncing back. Hey, buddy, that was a win.
I agree. I say Tyreek Hill is lined up. They have Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson and the Notre Dame quarterback. Like, their quarterbacks are all, but we lose this game again. I fire Mike McDaniel on the tarmac, to be honest with you.
Wow. Like, that's how it's
going. I'm telling you right now, don't let him get back from Indianapolis. Leave him in that hellhole that is Indianapolis. This is a huge week one. All right. His job is on the line week one, but I have the Dolphins winning. I have a big game for Tua and Cheetah. 1-0 Fins. Leroy,
what you got?
Fins and Colts.
Football.
What do you got, buddy?
Leroy.
I remember, you know, he's gathering his thoughts. Let's get to week two.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
The home opener.
Oh.
Week two.
Mm-hmm.
The New England Patriots visit the Miami Dolphins at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock home game, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
How we feeling?
One thing Tua doesn't do. He don't lose to the Patriots. Early. It's going to be hot. And they haven't figured it out yet. I know they got this, you know, they got some things going on over there. They got a bright future ahead in Foxborough. But they're not going to get it figured out by week two. Leroy can agree to that.
Leroy, do you agree? Week two.
They're going to have it figured out. It's not about a win or a loss. But do you think they'll have it figured out?
Do you think they'll have it figured out? A Vrabel system.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe a bit of a delay, maybe. Could be it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, that. You know what, Frogboy? I hate to say this.
No.
That's a loss for me.
Oh,
I think the Miami Dolphins come into their building, high expectations, high temperatures. But let's not forget, this is not Bill Belichick's New England Patriots.
It's true.
It's Mike Vrabel. It's true. And Tua against Mike Vrabel had one of the worst games of his career. So I got a loss for the Miami Dolphins week two. I got them at 1-1 to start out of the shoot.
That's good.
Win on the road. Lose back in their barn. Leroy, what do you think about that?
What do you got? Second week of the season.
You don't have to give me a result. Just what do you think of that just in general? A 1-1 start? Mm. Or you smelling 2-0? What do you think? We've thrown some things out there. What do you think? Do tell.
Thumbs up. Give me a thumbs up, maybe. Thumbs up, thumbs down, potentially.
Are you being held hostage?
Is everything okay?
I'm going to give you a finger. It ain't going to be the tongue.
Okay. Frog Boy?
Yeah.
Week three.
Okay.
You picked a win, yeah?
Yes.
Week three.
All right.
Thursday night football.
Oh.
Quick turnaround. On Prime Video, the Miami Dolphins visit
Papa.
The Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
On the road, prime time.
Woo-hoo!
What do you got?
Prime time, my boys, potentially debuting their brand new uniform. I got that as a loss. Very easily going to be a loss.
Very easily a loss. Like, I mean, there's never been more of a loss on the schedule than this.
Prime time, Thursday, Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, my friend.
Yeah. Not a fan. Plus, you got PTT to worry about. I just want to. You know what I want? I want Tua to come out of this game. Win, lose, not very important. Can Tua come out of this game healthy?
Yeah.
Because we remember what happened last time. Tua took on the Buffalo Bills on short notice.
Oof.
It ruined our season.
Yeah,
it ruined our season. And the Bills, we said, like, look, see, Leroy, this is where you may laugh at me. Mm-hmm. We can just deter from the game here for a second. You laughed at me, but I told you that was a statement game.
Yeah,
week two last year, and it told us everything we needed to know.
It's true.
So you can dismiss it if you want to. But I still got it as a loss. 3 days on the road, not for me. 1-2 Fins for me to start. See, I'm doing it responsible, Leroy.
Responsible. We've changed.
Not being a homer. Yeah. We've changed.
We're mature.
Don't worry. The win streak's coming.
On the way.
Yep. We both have losses?
Yeah, loss for that one.
Leroy, you sure you don't want to get in here? Leroy, we'll let you jump in.
It doesn't matter.
You want.
You know we can't add anything to our 22 that'll help the situation. You can guess on this one.
Yeah.
Hmm? Okay. The next game.
All right. Fair.
Week 4.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football. Ooh. Hosting the New York Jets.
Wow.
It has never been more of a win.
Yeah.
Ass kicking, bounce back to get back in the win column. You get the extra rest after having the short rest in your barn. Look, I wish the Taylor family a lot of success.
For sure.
Except that night. I don't care. They got the rookie tight end there. This is going to be a tough one for them. I don't know what to tell you. We're going in there, Leroy. Clamps. That's what's going to be going. The bob and weave defense will come together. Kenny G, this is, you know what this is, Marcos?
What's that?
This is his coming out party. This is what Kenny G is going to do. He's going to have a coming out party on Monday Night Football.
Goosey's galore. I got that as well.
Yeah. Leroy?
Leroy. Jets got Justin
Fields. For your guy, Kenny G. What do you think? Week 4 is about right?
Kenny G.
How about that?
King of the sacks.
Yep.
Is that a trumpet?
No.
Frog Boy, what do you think week 4?
I think Justin Fields and the Jets get thumped by the Miami Dolphins. I got that as a win as well.
Wow.
Got that as a win.
The next week, week 5, the Dolphins are on the road visiting the Carolina Panthers.
Ooh.
Don't have much to say about this one other than it's a win. You know,
okay. So you just
Bryce Mitchell is going to be saying uppies to Kenny G.
Yeah,
and Zach Sealer it on up.
Uh-huh.
Gonna have him running for his life. What about you, Leroy?
Leroy, former Panther, huh?
Yeah. They were cheap with your socks.
Yeah, I want you to be cheap with them. Huh?
Marcos,
Got that as a loss. Unfortunately, got that as a loss. Letdown game. Letdown.
Really?
Yeah, I got a letdown.
You have it as a letdown. Got you know what? You can't disparage the letdown game. It happens.
Gotta watch out for the letdown.
All right. Week 6, back home in their barn, they welcome in the L.A. Chargers.
Jim Harbaugh
in the yard. 1 o'clock. Yeah, that is a win for the Miami Dolphins.
Nice.
Back in the friendly confines, a 1 o'clock home game.
Yeah.
First of their kind for the season. Well, actually, it's the second one. I have them losing to the Patriots. Second one of their kind of the season.
All right.
I see the Dolphins getting a win here. I think we got ourselves a little 3-game win streak mustering itself there, Marcos, after a slow start to the season.
Yeah. I agree. I think we got a win right here simply because I think our boy Kenny G has the inside track on how Mr. Harbaugh works.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Inside scoop.
Once you know, like, Leroy, you say once you know a Harbaugh at one time, you always know a Harbaugh, right?
Right?
You would agree?
You told us that.
This isn't the game. I'm just asking Daniel a question. Once you know Harbaugh, you know Harbaugh.
Huh? Looks like he's playing ball.
Yeah, he is.
Mm.
G, baby.
R.I.P.
Well, he's going to have an opinion on this one, Frog Boy.
Sure, yeah.
Week 7 on the road.
Oh.
The Miami Dolphins visit the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Cleveland Browns, 1 o'clock, Leroy.
Yeah.
This is your bowl right here. The team you watch every week locally and the team you talk about with Jay Crawford every week. What do you say, Leroy?
What you got, Leroy?
That's a win. That's a loss.
Come on.
What we got there?
Your team, the Browns.
Don't be afraid. No judgment here. The Dolphins beat them 20-3 last year. What do you got this time, huh?
Cleveland.
Shador Sanders. Boom. Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel.
Come on. Well, Drew Carey.
Flacco.
Drew Carey be there, maybe?
Well, I got it as a win. I mean, either way, I got it as a win for the Miami Dolphins. Cleveland ain't ready. They know they're in for a hard trek so far this season. And, you know, who knows who their quarterback's going to be. I think it's still going to be Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
But even for that, you know, the young buck, as spry as he may be,
No. And if it is Dylan Gabriel, he's basically going to be looking at Tua like a big brother. So he's not going to be able to sling with him. Papa, I got the Dolphins with the win, 5-2 on the year so far. What about you, Frog Boy?
That is surprising, my friend. I definitely have them with a win over Cleveland. Who knows what's going on over there? I will call this as the Joe Flacco game, though. He will make an appearance. He will do something spectacular. It will not be enough.
All right.
Week 8.
Yeah.
At Atlanta, 1 o'clock. I got a loss.
Okay.
Got a loss for the Miami Dolphins here. A lot of weapons there with the Atlanta Falcons. Michael Penix going to show that he's the best lefty in the league.
Oh, no.
You know, the Southpaw Bowl is not going to go the Finns' way. So I got a loss for the Miami Dolphins. They're dropping to 5-3. What about you, Froggy?
Wait, you do realize if Dylan Gabriel plays for the Browns, then what you're saying right now is just stupid.
A Southpaw tournament.
Yeah.
Round robin of Southpaws.
This is so dumb.
But I think Shedeur Sanders is going to be the quarterback. So it's what you say is a point, but it's not a point. So I get what you're saying.
Back to where I was.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm glad you were. Good input, though, Leroy. What about you, Frog Boy?
Atlanta, 1 p.m. on the road?
On the road.
It's kind of just weird to me that we have them at 5-2 thus far. So I'm just gonna add another loss too.
Because too much. We'll do our final game here on the first leg of That's the Win, That's Loss.
Yes,
and that is a quick turnaround. Thursday Night Football. Against the Ravens.
The Ravens. Those guys are good.
That's a loss for me. I'm sorry. That's just. Two things that don't go well for the Dolphins, the Ravens, and quick turnarounds, and prime time.
How can we always get the Ravens? How often are we going to play the Ravens?
We play them every year. It's enough already with the Ravens, right? Are we supposed to get a break with the schedule? Like, isn't that supposed to go our way? Where's our reprieve? I got one Panthers game here. Anyway, I got a loss there for the Dolphins. What about you, Frog Boy?
Thursday Night Football has not been kind to us. That's another loss as well.
All right, got the Dolphins right now at 5-4 for the first half of the season. We'll take a break.
That's good.
We'll switch things up.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously he was not tickled last segment.
Mm.
He was not tickled at all.
No, I don't think so.
None, almost.
Yeah.
So we tickle Leroy's fancy next.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
My fancy is tickled.
Let's give him a little weekend slate here to see what gets him going. But before that, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call at 866-954 more.
It's been beautiful last couple of days. A little warm, but not a cloud in the sky. I see a couple little clouds wandering across the sky right now, barely moving. So I'm going to go on and say the winds are at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Otherwise, calm. Coming out of the south, southeast, I'm going to say it's about 85 degrees. And not likely to rain today, although I'm always a little nervous this time of year because in the evenings, we have those pop-up storms.
How do you do, Frog Boy?
He did excellent. It is indeed sunny with scattered clouds. It is listed at 88 as of right now, but just so you are aware, there is an excessive heat warning this weekend. Expect temperatures in the high 80s and mid 90s.
So
jeez. Mid-90s?
It's going to get as hot as 95 degrees over the next couple days. Summer is coming.
Looking, dude.
Yeah.
Coming. Coming.
It's here. It's here already.
Like, when you say it's going to be mid-90s, you all need to let us know something is coming. It's here.
It's here.
Leroy.
What's up?
The PGA Championship.
Yep.
I'm in progress as we speak. Tickle your fancy?
I wish you would have did that's a win, that's a loss after 12 o'clock.
Why?
Because that's when PGA Championship come on.
Well, my fancy is tickled.
So, yes. Still got part two. I'm excited. Rory's not doing so good.
Saw that.
And I will say this. This is the one major, and I don't want to say this. I'm going to say this, but I don't mean it in a derogatory way. More randos win this tournament, this major, than any of the others.
Literally was just looking at the leaderboard. I'm like, I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah. It's a weird
Jonathan Vegas.
Jonathan. No.
Jonathan. Sorry. Jonathan Vegas from Venezuela.
Yep. Big boy. Crushes it. First time he's ever had the lead in a major. He's won, wow, I think, one or two times on tour. But again, you know, he's one of those guys that if he won, everybody would kind of be shocked.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of names I don't recognize.
Nico Echeverria. Who else is up there? I'll give you a little something.
Matthew Pavel.
French. He's been in the he's been competing for a couple of these. He hasn't won yet, but he's been in the mix for a couple of the majors in the last couple of years.
He's 5 under. JJ Spahn's 5 under.
JJ Spahn is like he's built like a fire hydrant. Really good golfer though.
Ryan Gerard is 5 under, but he hasn't teed off for today.
Ryan Gerard, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, yeah.
Max Homa is -4.
Max Homa, big timer. They're waiting for him to break out. He's well-known, but hasn't quite gotten it done.
That's your look. That's who's up there right now.
All right. And it's hard to determine who's doing what because some guys, the guys that tee off early don't have to deal with all of the elements as much as the guys in the evening. And so they may score low numbers and before the evening guys or the evening wave even tees off.
Tonight at 7:10 p.m.
The Marlins. You better not. No, absolutely not. I knew what you were doing.
Why?
Why?
Fancy not tickled.
Let me explain to you how my sports
for the game.
Let me explain to you how my sports viewing goes. I may start watching the Marlins game. It may get pretty exciting because, you know, sports, anything can happen in sports. I don't care what your record is. Sometimes there can be excitement in sports. I watch sports because of that, right? And then I might miss the games I really want to watch. So I'm not going to commit no time when I know we're starting at 8. I'm not. So not against the Marlins, but there's some bigger things going on, right?
Catch a couple innings. That's all I'm saying.
Nope.
Tonight at 8 o'clock from the Mecca. Game 6, Knicks hosting the Celtics. Tickle your fancy?
Yes, absolutely.
My fancy is tickled.
If not for one reason. Here's what could happen. It's a win-win for me. Because I can get the Celtics going home.
Yep.
1-2-3 Cancun. Or I can get
Winky Cheeks.
So we win. Regardless. Now, I'ma just say this. As much as I want the Celtics to lose, right? If it goes to game 7. The Knicks fans are going to lose their minds.
It's going to be rough.
That would also be enjoyable.
I just want to see the dumb look on Ben Stiller's face. It's enough of him. Timothy Chalamet.
Bum.
Sick of Timothy Chalamet.
Who is he with? We got Disney was.
He's with a Jenner. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one. But it's enough of him already, too. I'm Chalamet out. I watched the Bob Dylan movie. It had no plot.
He just sang like this the whole time.
I was like, is he even,
doesn't sing.
Is he talented? Chalamet?
I'm not saying he's not talented. Like, he sounded like Bob Dylan, but I'm just saying the movie went nowhere. Like, Bob Dylan didn't, like, the biggest plot line was, I'm leaving folk music. Ooh.
So the Johnny Cash movie was much better.
Oh, Walk the Line?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, Walk the Line.
Yeah.
Nah. And also, you got to watch out for our boy Tracy Morgan. Remember, he threw up during, that was a Heat game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I don't think
puked on the court.
I think we lost that game pretty handedly, too.
Well, that's how it was going this year.
That's how it was.
Tonight, on the ice.
Ooh.
At 8 o'clock, game 6,
Goosey's galore.
Panthers, Maple Leafs, does this closeout game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
That will be prime time on the big TV.
Yeah. My only fancy is tickled.
Knicks, Cavs during intermission or breaks. I mean, Knicks, Celtics.
When Bob gets that first breakaway stop, they're going to be broken. They're going to, here he goes again. Fuck us. Love that guy, man. Cats will try and close it out tonight. You can hear that right here at 560 WQAM. Little fight action tomorrow, Leroy.
Ooh.
Friend of the show, Gilbert Dorino Burns makes his return to the octagon.
Okay.
As he takes on undefeated Michael Morales. Our boy Gilbert is a plus 525 underdog against Michael Morales, who is minus 900. for this. So they are writing our boy off. They are saying that he has not got it no more. What do you think, Leroy? Does that tickle your fancy? He's on a 3-fight losing streak. Does that tickle your fancy for the 38-year-old Gilbert Burns?
One of the things I hate about our boys, right, that we've interviewed for long times, have relationships with,
yep,
that they get older, but they're fun to talk to, and you see, like, they haven't won a fight in 2 years, right? And I don't want to put that on Ricky Bobby. I don't want to put that on Gilbert because he's our guy. But damn. Like, I'm hoping for the best. But
the one thing I'd say, though, like, Morales, this is a big step up for him. Yes, he's dangerous. He just knocked down Neil Magny. That's his most recent win. But a lot of people were saying the same thing when Gilbert took on Khamzat Chimaev. And you could argue that Gilbert won that fight. That was a really close fight, and everybody was calling Khamzat the boogeyman. And you had Gilbert kind of welcome him to the big leagues.
Hey, by the way, that's a cool nickname.
What?
The boogeyman.
But he put a good – that was a great fight, those two. That was a good back and forth between those two.
Wait,
he's lost to the top of the division.
Honest. Be honest, Porsche.
I think he can win. I think I'm going to bet him.
Okay.
I think he can win. Plus 525, I'll throw a little chili pepper on it.
I was going to say, do you think he's going to win enough to throw some money on that?
I think I might throw a little something on it. Get him at those numbers.
But you see, then you got me with that hockey parlay a little bit earlier. I should have thrown Gilbert Burns in there. Imagine that.
You know, parlay Gilbert Burns and the Panthers?
Oh, I'm getting crazy, Tobin. I'm getting crazy. $2 bought me, what, 150? Hey.
Luis said he's the Julian Hill of the UFC, which means that Toby go better regardless because we like him.
I do like him. He's a nice dude. But it was but I'm going to throw a little, but they're basically saying gatekeeper and he's gonna get head kicked off. That's what the odds are telling you. Finally, Leroy. Final Destination, Bloodlines, opens today in theaters. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Why not? You never seen those movies?
It's one of those movies where
scary.
It's like the Saw movies. Like when you watch the first Saw, it's like, wow, this is different. This is you get all the feels. When they do it 5 times, enough.
I've never seen the Final Destination movies, but I've seen all the trailers. I feel like they got one bit, and it's thing falls right off a truck to kill you.
But it's
I feel like that's their go-to.
I want to say it was in the 90s, we had that movie, 1,000 Ways to Die.
Man, that one sucked, though. To this day, I don't drive behind. If I'm behind a truck on the highway and they have, like, I don't know, steel rods or, like, lumber for some reason.
I don't drive next to
can't do
or
it.
Behind. I'll get a ticket. Accelerating around a truck or a gas truck? Absolutely not.
I'm out.
What if you're on an airplane? Let's say you're on an airplane and you know you're in group E because Leroy didn't check in early enough because his app was messed up. And there happens to be a sleeping passenger. Passenger wakes up and says, "I had a dream the plane is going down." Are you going to continue to take that plane or are you getting off that plane?
I'm gonna tell him.
Shut up! Really? Final Destination says I need to get the hell off that plane.
The only time Leroy and Tobin fly Group E is if it's packed, because I will always get the upgrade.
Not Tobin though.
Hey, country artist Lee.
Him too. Well, no, because what's the difference? If I bring my golf clubs and luggage, it costs me an extra $100. Right? Sometimes to move up to first class, $125, and your luggage is free. So what's the difference?
Lee Bryce is coming to War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September. If you guys want to go, caller number 3 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. We'll win a pair of tickets to Lee Bryce, our final pair of the week. If you guys want to go see him at the War Memorial Auditorium, it's a Live Nation show. Be caller number 3 to 305-567-0560, and you'll win the tickets. Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines, including Little Shade. Back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.